Blog Talk Radio.
And Boogie Tracks. Yeah, K Boogie. I ain't gonna do no intro on this one.
This is Deja Vu, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio,
Love and Entertainment.
Yo, what up, what up? Peace, world. This your boy, Mellow Man 8, and right now you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio,
You are now tuned in. GQ Palace Radio,
entertainment,
with your host, Rich Money,
don't
keep it locked.
Hey, this is DJ Kevski, and you're listening to GQ Palace,
This is Elias, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio.
Follow me, follow me.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know, the golden era of hip-hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Let's do it.
Yeah, what's good, y'all? It's your boy, Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D, a.k.a. Mikey D Structure, formerly of Main Source in the L.A. Posse. Currently with Elements of Death. Y'all already know what it is. Right now you're tuned in to GQ Palace. Keep it locked and locked and locked and locked.
Hey yo, check this out. I go by the name of Mr. Susie, and I'm chilling with my dog Rich Money, man. And we on the live station right now. GQ Palace Radio. Let's get it.
Where the party at? Got that 9-9 black in a gallon of yak. Rip wash the wax from the front to back. The homie Mike G told me that I got it like that.
What?
Fresh to death like a million sacks. The whole squad ain't nothing but pimps and max. Yeah. And shorty pulls up with the crazy lash and sack. All I wanna know is where the party at.
Let's go.
GQ Palace.
Party at. Got that 9-9 black in a gallon of yak. Rip wash the wax from the front to back. The homie Mike G told me that I got it like that.
What?
Fresh to death like a million sacks. The whole squad ain't nothing but pimps and max. Yeah. And shorty pulls up with the crazy lash and sack. All I wanna know is where the party at.
Let's go.
What's going on, Dons and Divas, kings and queens, ladies and gentlemen, whatever you refer yourself to. This is your boy, Rich Money, and I'm here with my lovely host, co-host, Miss Storm. Storm, are you in the building?
Yes, I'm here. Good evening. How are you?
Hey, Storm, how you doing? How's everything going?
Doing pretty good. Happy Friday. Thank God it's Friday. It's the weekend. The weekend's here. Be safe, whatever it is you guys may be doing. It's Friday, and it's cold outside.
Think it's cold? Think it's still kind of
it's
nice out
freezing.
Think it's still
freezing.
Kind of nice.
Definitely freezing, but I've been pretty good, you know, busy week, running around a lot, you know, everything is just, you know, happens at one time and just do this, do this, do this, do this, so your life is just, like, complicated, but Definitely happy it's Friday. Definitely happy the weekend's
okay.
here. Black History Month for those of you. Hopefully all of you celebrate, but for those of you who do celebrate, happy Black History Month to you.
Any plans for the weekend?
How you been this morning?
I've been all right. I've been hanging in there. You know, taking it one step at a time. You know, just thanking God for waking me up. You know?
Okay,
trying to pick everything back up. Get everything back where it was supposed to be at.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Just thanking God for waking me up every day. You know?
Amen.
Now,
mm-hmm.
did you hear about Busta Rhymes throwing some water in a fan's face because he's supposed to have touched his butt?
Busta Rhymes did that?
Yeah. But this lady, she went to grab him, and she grabbed his behind, and he turned around and threw water in her face. But she was saying she wasn't trying to grab him. She was trying to get his attention so she could get a picture. You know, she was saying how she's a long-time fan, a big-time fan of his and everything. And he turned around and threw the water in her face. Yep, bust around.
She meant to do it. She meant to do it. She meant to do it. And that's why she got the water in her face.
Yeah,
and he meant
to
do
it.
No,
she said
he meant
to
do
it.
She meant to touch his butt.
You think so? You think
yep.
so? But she wasn't expecting that reaction, huh?
Right. Right, she wasn't expecting it. She wasn't expecting what she. She wasn't expecting what she got. I know she was like, "What the heck?" Because he probably did it all fast. But yeah, because like,
you never hear nothing about Busta Rhymes.
No, but you know what? Too, I feel like people have to remember that you know they're still human, you know, and they still have their own personal space. And as much as you may be a fan. You're not supposed to enter anyone's personal space like that. And
mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of, you know, fans, you know, they forget that. They forget you're human, that you have feelings, and, you know, like if you don't have a bubble around you. So.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too.
Sorry, lady. I'm
what
just saying. Sorry.
Sorry, lady. Oh, Lord.
A judge. Mm-hmm. The lady talk about, I'm sorry for touching you. Well, you already touched his butt now, so don't let me get out of this already. It's too late. and for some men, but let's just take it there for a quick second now. Some men don't like that, you know. They don't like for you to touch
mm-hmm.
their butt, or, you know, some people don't
like
it.
Don't play those games.
And that's why I said you have to, you have to respect people's boundaries. You know, you gotta respect it.
That's serious right there. You know, that's serious.
Mm-mm, unless you got, that water probably gave her a nice hose for shower. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, tonight we honoring, you know, Plug 2 from De La Soul.
Yeah.
Mm, as far as I know, because, you know, we had a lot of pioneers on here from, you know, rest in peace to Papa Wu, Chuck Freeze. We don't have Rob Bass. We don't have MC Shan, Positive K, Keith KC from Rex and Effect. Boston D. We had a lot of people on here, you know, and it would have been nice to have him on here as well, but, you know, he's still with us, you know, in spirit and everything. And I heard Puff, too, was a good dude, too. He was real good. He was a real good person. And he had heart conditions.
Yes. Oh, he did. Okay. I was going to say, but you know what? It just goes to show you, you know, that, like, he wasn't one of those dudes where it's like, oh, I think he was a good dude. You know what I'm saying? It was, you didn't hear nothing about him in the streets. You know, he wasn't in trouble. Like, that's how you know, unfortunately for us in our community, this is how you know a good dude, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's sad though. But I know you did your homework and we got some tracks and stuff. I gotta get you got some songs. I wanted to just mention real quick though. As adults, you know, just throwing it out there, we have to make sure that we go to the doctor and get checked out. You know, if you feel something, you know, different than what you usually feel, you know, you need to get checked out. And it's okay to take a second to yourself and go and get checked out, because enough of us don't do it. You know, oh, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. But meanwhile, it could be something life-threatening, you know? So just take a second and get that, you know, get that check, that health check, you know, get it done. Make sure you're good, you know. Make sure you're good. So, just wanted to throw that out there, you know, real quick. I think he was like 53 or 54 years old. You know, some people tell me I'm still young. You know, I still got Similac on the breast and stuff. You know?
Well, you know, go ahead, for anyone who's what? What you
no, no, I was just going to say for anyone who's in that 50-plus era, you know, 50-plus era, true De La Soul fans, you know, true hip-hop fans, you know, you definitely lost, you know, I don't want to say a pioneer, but you definitely lost a good one, good dude, down to earth. You know, very humble. So you lost a good one. But go ahead, Richmond. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say that I just wanted to start it off with De La Soul, with a song called Potholes in My Lawn. That was, I think that was actually one of the first ones they put out in 1988 with Tommy Boy Records. An unusual song, but It's definitely a hot one.
No, all right, good. Let's check it out.
We're going to get into that, all right? Okay, let's definitely get into that.
There's something's wrong here. No, not again. Get the babies for the...
Hot pools in my lawn.
Everybody's saying what to do when sucker lunatics start digging and chewing. They don't know that the soul don't go for that. Potholes in my lawn, and that goes for my rhyme sheet, which I concentrated so hard on. See, I don't ask for maximum security, but my dwelling is swelling. It lit my butt when I happened to fall into a spot where no ink or an ink blot was on the scroll. I just wrote me a new mold, but now it's gone, cause those suckers knew that I hate to recognize that every time I'm writing it, gone. Potholes in my lawn. I found that it's not wise to leave my garden untended, cause I has now pardoned on laws of privacy. Stephen Paul's are after my writer's seat. I perceive that everyone's saying what to do when suckers are praying upon my well-guarded spreadsheet. Oh, why hell doesn't an upfleet of evil doers through the big holes to get the evil doers who dig holes, which leaves my lawn with lawn chew. I think I better plant traces to give clues, or better yet, call 911. And when they get here, I inform them I'm the plug one of the placere and let them realize the reason for concern of the soul, cause we come down with a case of potholes. The message.
what to do when you dive the depth that I predict and plus tune in. It's a shame when you deny to claim that you stole my words of fame that I wrote in my rhyme sheet, which I concentrated so hard on. See, I don't act for a barbed wire fence beat. My dwelling is swelling, it lit my butt when I happened to fall into a spot where no ink or an ink blot was on a scroll. I just wrote me a new mold, but now it's gone, cause those suckers knew that I hate to recognize that every time I'm writing, it's gone. Potholes in my lawn.
Hey Storm, are you there?
Oh yeah, I'm here. Potholes in my lawn.
You kind of young, Storm.
That was
like 88. Yeah, that was an 88. You know?
Okay, so
yeah,
I'll just say it real quick. So that was 88. You said roughly.
1988, Tommy Boy record.
So I was born in 1978.
So you was, 10 years old? Yeah. You was like 10 years old, if I'm not mistaken. Right?
Yeah. 78, 88. You said 88, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was definitely, you know, about 10, chilling, you know. Not even thought about nothing, you know. But, yeah. So potholes in my lawn. And... the group De La Soul is one of the greatest groups of all time, music groups of all time. I believe his real name was Decor. I always butcher names, so I'm going to leave it at that. But definitely rest in peace to him. He was the co-founder of De La Soul. So definitely.
You know, De La Soul had a unique style.
I heard that, you know.
De La Soul, they had a unique style. Their style was just like...
Yeah.
It was different.
One of a kind.
They explored, you know, like they did something with, I think it was with Tribe Called Quest called My Buddy. You probably know about that one.
Yeah, that was a hit. That was a hit.
You heard about My Buddy, you know. They have a lot of hits. We're going to play a couple of them. We're definitely going to play a couple of them.
Good. That's what
you know, once again, condolence to Dave's family, the dog. Condolence to his family, Pluck, too. What can you say about him, you know? Ain't too much I could say. It would have been an honor to have him on, you know, DJ Palace. Like I said, we had a lot of pioneers and legends on. You know, it's definitely been an honor to have him on, personally. You never know. We probably would have got him on, you know.
Yeah, but you know what? It's, you know, now it's just time to, you know, like, I just wanted to point out real quick how he was 54 years old, and we just celebrate 50 years of hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to point that out, like, how so real is that he was 54 and we just celebrated 50 years of hip-hop, you know?
And I think...
Like, so he was around, but that... Go ahead.
No, go ahead. He was around, go ahead.
No, I was just saying he was around for that whole era. From the beginning to the 50 years. So that's something. You know, that's definitely something.
It really is something to think about, you know. You know, and that's why I always say it, and I'm going to say it again, life is just so short, you know. But, you know, like, what can we do when a man calls for us? We can't do nothing but go, accept it, you know. But I think we're going to save that one, though. We do have an intro from him saying, you know, what he had and what he had to go through. Because I think his congested heart failure was messing with him on a constant. You know, yeah, congested heart failure. And I think at one point they told him it was coming back or something that was working with him coming back. You know, they gave him, he said it was a vest, like a defibrillator vest that they gave him. You know, to shock him back in case his heart goes, you know.
Oh, okay.
It's just a sad thing. But, you know, I want to get into another song real bad.
All right, cool.
This is called Ghetto Thing. This one is called Ghetto Thing, 1989. You might have heard about this one. Think you heard about this one, Storm?
I don't know. We'll see. You know. I'm a youngin', you know.
You're a youngin' with an old soul.
That's right.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. We're going to get into this ghetto thing right now with De La Soul. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment, where we're funny and strong.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio.
That's a fib, she had two twins though, and one crib. Now she's only 14, what a start, but this effect is found common in these parts. Now life in this world can be such a bitch, and dreams are often torn and shattered, and hard to stitch. Negative the attitude that runs the show when it stays the G-H-E-T-T-O. Which is the one to blame when bullets blow? Either Peter, Jane, or John or Joe. But Joe can't shoot a gun, he's always drunk, and Peter's pimping Jane, and John's a punk. Infested are the halls, also the brain. Daddy's broken down from ghetto pain. Mommy's flying high, the truth is shown, the kids are all alone, cause it's just a ghetto thing.
It's just a ghetto thing.
Ranked the baddest brother, the one to rule. This title is sought by the coolest fool. Define coolest fool easy, the one who needs attention in the largest band and love to lead. Always found at the jams, but never dance. Just provoke violence due to one glance. The future plays no matter, just the present flow. And the greeting place is the G-H-E-T-T-O.
Lies are pointed strong into your skull, deep within your brain, against the wall. So how to just erase a glowing note of how to use the ghetto as a scapegoat. Choose from True Boy's mouth, it's hit a scar. Those who blame the G for all bizarre. So open up your vents and record well, cause this is where we stand for the truth tell. Ghetto gained a ghetto name from ghetto waves. Now there could be some ghetto gangs and ghetto play. If ghetto thing can have its way in ghetto range, then there must be some ghetto love and ghetto change. Though confident they keep it kept, we know for fact they lie like ghetto form, cause people lack to see that they must all get out the ghetto hole. The truth they never told, cause it's just a ghetto thing.
People really wish when they blow out the cake candles, and if so, is it for the drunken truth which could arise from out the characters in which the ghetto hides? Roses in the rank supply, no shown relief, granted it's planted by, no shown belief. Killing feet off your own, brother man, has quickly been adopted as the master plan. Posses of our people have yet to provoke, freedom or death to them is just a joke. What causes this defect, I don't know, maybe it's the G-H-E-T-T-O.
In the rain is nothing felt when problems hold more value but never dealt with. Buildings crumbling to the ground, impact noise is silent sound. But who's the one to say this life is wrong when ghetto life is chosen strong? We seem to be misled about our dreams, cause dreams ain't what it seems when it's just a ghetto thing.
It's just
Welcome back, y'all. The Love of Entertainment with Rich Money and Storm. That was another hot joint right there. You know what? I truly must say, we was doing it back in the day. You know, oh, Lord.
You know what?
The songs were
shout
just...
out to y'all.
Shout out to
shout
us.
Shout out
we
to y'all.
We was doing it back in the day.
Yeah.
You know?
Especially when y'all was at the roller skating ring and stuff like that.
I'm trying to tell you, y'all don't understand. You know, y'all don't understand. It was a beautiful thing. The roller skate ring on Allerton Avenue. Oh man, it was just the jams at 82 Park in the Bronx up there, University, PS 26. My man Supreme, you know, PJ Spice, you know, shout out to them. You know, they was doing it back then. You know, we also shout out to my man Tony Tone, you know, rest in peace. You know, we definitely, it was definitely going on back then. Cheeto, you know, my cousin Shante, her father, Tito, you know, it was going down back then. It was definitely going
so can
down.
I just ask you a quick question, which funny? For you and, you know, for the callers that's listening, just do you see the difference in the music between, like, the two songs or, you know, we've heard tonight versus the hip-hop that's out right now?
Oh, it definitely is.
Or the music
difference.
In general, what's going on right now, like, what do you think?
You know why it's a big difference? You know, like I'm like for instance, like with De La Soul, how they just this ghetto thing, and they said it's just the ghetto family, and they was telling a story. You understand? They were sending out a message. They were telling a story with their song. Nowadays, these people that's talking, the only song I understand is by Coil. I think that's the name, Coi, Coi, and she got a song called "Girls Are Players Too." That was a song that was like back then that is coming out now, that's out now, that made sense where you could understand every word that she's singing and everything. These rappers that's out here now, I'm sorry to say, no disrespect against the new generation, but I don't understand a damn word they're saying. I'm sorry. One thing I will do,
sorry,
is I will definitely keep it real. you know, and I am terribly sorry. Gunshot, I am sorry, but I do not understand a word that is being said, you know. But, you know, some of them got good beats. Some of them got a good sound to it. But, and then you get tired of hearing about the everything's about sex. Sex. That's the message they're sending. Oh, do this girl, this B, and it's, that's all they're talking about now. And what makes it bad is the younger generation of females, they like it. I mean, they actually like it. It's like,
what,
turn into sex stage and...
Well, you know what it is, too? It's like sex sells, you know? It's like... That unfortunately, the world of which we live in, sex sells, you know. That's why a lot of people go and get these surgeries, you know, to make sure they look a certain way, they have a certain image, you know. Perfect example, right? Who would have thought, like, Good Knees, you know, like, it's a song, I forgot who made it, but it's a song out there, right? And it has a good beat. And, like, pretty much you go down to the ground. They're like, okay, who got good knees? And they do a countdown of you down to the ground. You know, it's like, it's funny.
Oh, yeah.
You know what
I'm
saying? Like, it's funny to watch it and to listen to it. Like, certain, like, things like that, it's like, wow, okay, that's funny, you know? But then it's like, what you think about just bringing it up, how, like, Lil' Kim, Foxy Brown, you know, you think about artists like that that was... very sexy, you know, back in the day. El Nana, you know, you think of, you know, that music And then nowadays, of course, now you have like the Nicki Minaj and the Cardi B. You know, Cardi B, that was a former stripper, I think, from the Bronx, you know, who, if you look at the pictures back in the day, looks nothing like she looks right now. But then she's had all this surgery, you know, and she spent, you know, that money to fix her teeth, and she used it, you know, to do what she had to do. But guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Sex sells. You know, no matter how we spice it, sex sells. You know, people like that, like, very raunchy, you know, very explicit type of sexual conversation slash, because it's really, that's what it is to me, I feel like. It's like a, like you're, it's like a whole bunch of run-on sentences of, like, you're expressing yourself in a very sexual, explicit type way. But then you got those people that's like, oh, my God, like, yeah, that's like, ooh, yeah, you know. It's like it turns them on. They love it. They would love to buy it. You know, some of these people speak it word for word, what Cardi says. I forgot the young artist that's out there now, Gorilla, for, whatever her name is, Gorilla.
Oh,
even
Gorilla.
She performed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she performed at the awards as well, you know. And you have to really, like, take your time and listen to what she's saying as well. But guess what? She's not full of surgery and stuff like that. But that very, like, raunchy, explicit type of language, you know? It's like people want that real deal. I mean, not saying I personally do, but people do like it. That real deal, raunchy, explicit language with that catchy beat, you know, that keeps you bouncing and keeps you, you know, going up and down. They like that, you know? And
you know,
I think that's part of the thing that, like, maybe the music back in the day, like, yes, it had sex sells, yeah, but we had MC Light that was fully dressed. We had Queen Latifah that was fully dressed, that wasn't taking off their clothes. You know, Roxanne Shanté, you know, these people weren't half naked, you know, on the stage trying to perform. I'm just pointing out different scenarios of
different eras of people,
just showing pretty much, like, where we went to where we are now. You know, and just trying to get feedback on the fact of, okay, do you think that we're going in the right direction? Or do you think that...
You know, I don't think it's the right direction they're going into. I'm sorry to say, because, you know, it's like they taking hip-hop as, like you said, sex sells. But when hip-hop was first came out, it was based on stories, realities.
Right,
you know,
like,
mm-hmm. You know, like 2 years ago, a friend of mine asked me to say some MC rhymes back then. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it came on gradually, you know, to where, you know, your Biggie Smalls born. And who the hell is this? Paging me at 5:46 in the morning. You understand?
The morning.
And then you got, okay, as you go on and you go on, you got Big Pun and you know, I'm not a player no more. All of a sudden... You come out with, pop that coochie, yeah, yo, pop that coochie, yeah.
It's like, yeah,
you know,
pop that coochie,
like,
yeah.
You know, like, I'm like, it's crazy, but you know,
but think
you
of this way, right? Two Live Crew, right? Two Live Crew back in the day.
Okay.
That booty bouncing, explicit music. Bend down, touch your toes, touch music, right?
Mm-hmm.
That era.
Yeah.
That era also, you know, where it's like sex, money, drugs, you know, it was big. I just, you know, I say all of this to say the music is definitely different than what it was before, you know, and the world is different than it was before. But to be able to watch and celebrate 50 years of hip-hop, that's a blessing. Something that they never wanted to happen from the beginning. Something that was, you know, the world was against. To be able to say, like, wow, 50 years. You know, that right there was a, you know, that was a blessing by itself. Because who would have thought that hip-hop
really
would have lasted 50 years celebrating? They wouldn't have thought that because, you know what, it was all about shutting it down. It's when people don't understand certain things,
they're not quick to support it because they don't understand it and they don't want change, you know, where,
mm-hmm.
you know, it came, it went, and now it's still here. So it definitely conquered, you know, 50 years. So that's a blessing by itself. But I just pray that the music that we continue to hear nowadays goes back to telling a story, you know. So it could help save our children, you know. It could help save our children because what's happening is the children are getting wrapped up in the sex, money, and drugs, you know. They're getting wrapped up in that, and that consumes them where they think that that's the life. When all reality, you could, yeah, sex, money, and drugs is a big deal. Yeah, but guess what? You need to be able to live your life. You need to be able to have a job. You need to be able to have a career. You need to be able to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's goals that you have to set for yourself that's higher than sex, money, and, you know, sex and drugs, you know? So, just my opinion on that.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that I wish it was just a little bit different, you know? And I like to say, like, sometimes if it was their children that was listening to it, would they be okay with it?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Very good point. Damn good point, Storm. And on that note, we're going to go to another storm. It's this High Note by De La Soul.
The music just turns me on.
Greetings, girl, and welcome to my world of brazen right up to bat. It's a daisy age, and you're about to walk top stage, so wipe your lottos on the mat. Hip-hop love, this is, and don't mind when I quiz your varmints before the sun. So clear your court, cause it's a one-man sport, and who's better for this than plug one? Plug don't one. Have to worry about me washing other deals, cause they've already been squished. Freeze a frame of our moves the same, which we can continue right behind the bush. You'll stay with me, I know this, but not because of all my earthly treasures, or regardless to the fact that I'm possibly the noose, but because... this dance to introduce myself as the chosen one to speak. Let me lay my hand across yours and aim a kiss upon your cheek. The name's Plug 2,
Plug
and from
two,
the soul
two.
I bring you the daisy of your choice. May it be filled with a pleasure principle in circumference to my voice. About those other Jennies I reckoned with, lost them all like a homework excuse. This time the magic number is 2, cause it takes 2, not 3 to seduce. My destiny of love is brought to an apex, sex is a mere molecule. In this world of lust that I have for you, it's true, true.
I know I love you.
To let this rhyme style get somewhat poured in the mold. Hold my hand, we'll pick my plantation of daisies for a bouquet of soul.
Like
to be dipped at the cut of a rim. Take it as silk to the rim as in brim. Squeeze your suit like Betty Boop, then make camel alphabet soup and spell plug ones within. Forward march is the save when transistors will play. Coming to bed is the move. Dolby sound will be in top crown when I put the needle into your groove. I got a good thing, and in full swing.
Full swing.
I show this in gifts, words or letters, but even without those three, I know you'd be close to me, cuz. again, and the soul that I send is taking steps to reach your heart. Any moment you feel alone, I can fill up your empty part. We can ascend till we reach daylight heaven, and in a spin we'll hit the top 10. Then we can meet Mr. Stucky and Pop Brother Lucky will preach, let the wedding be. Shot by an arrow of Cupid through a string of a G-class, my dear, I claim your death. And if you could hear me, by golly gee, true boy is ready for what you possess. We could live in my plug two home, and on Mars where we could be all alone. And we make a song for two picture perfect things, and I sing of how
I know I love you.
Now, that joint right there, oh my gosh, when that came on in the party, it was over. It was over. That it was over with, you know. You know, and listening to De La Soul bring back so many memories, you know. Like I said, like at the jams of 82, and, you know, it brings back so many memories. You know, those were the good old times. Now, even back then with our generation, let me tell you, my son said to me a while ago, he was like, Dad, your generation was worse than our generation. No, it wasn't. You know, at least our generation, if we fought, you know, that was it. One of my good friends, I knew over 40 years, that's how we met. We fought for the first time and became friends ever since. You know, nowadays you fight, you gotta watch your back. The person might be coming back at you with a gun or something. No?
Right, because that's the difference. Back then it was, there was a fair one. You know, you were able to go out and get a fair one. Win or lose. You know, win or lose, it is what it is. Nowadays, people aren't doing that. They want to pick up a weapon. They want to use a weapon. You know?
Mm-hmm.
They pick up a weapon, and that's what it is. There's no more... let's just do a fair fight. I'm going to lose, you know. We go our separate ways. They're not doing that anymore, you know. And
no.
The youngest kids are having guns and shooting guns and all of the, even the shootings in the schools, you know. Young babies shooting people. So, this world is definitely in trouble, but I could see you. I can see you with your Gumby hairstyle on the dance floor.
Well, I have a Gumby. I had a flat top. Matter of fact, you know what style I had? It wasn't even a flat top. I really was rocking. I had the haircut that nobody liked. Everybody said the hairstyle was, you know, I had the flat top. I had the jersey. I had the jerry curl. But the one joint I had that everybody said they was a shag. You know what a shag is?
A shag? I think you had a mullet.
Yeah, a shag.
No, is a shag a mullet?
No, it's when all your hair, you know, you got a little in the front, but then you got like a tail in the back going the whole cross.
I thought that was a mullet.
No, it's called a shag.
Let me look it up, because you're trying to create stuff.
And I used to have females like, you know, with the curling iron, put it on the stove, like my cousins and them and all, they would straighten it out for me in the back. Yeah.
With a jerry curl?
Sometimes with a jerry curl, but it was cut short. Not too short, but I had the jerry curl on the stack. But my jerry curl, I put that curl activator in, and man, and when it was hot outside, my hair, it looked nice. It was shiny and everything, but when you touched it, it was hard as a rock. Crunch. I was like, yo. It looked nice and shiny in the sun.
You was created the soul glow.
Yeah. Must be a soul glow, but I don't understand how everybody's jerry curls is just like.
I can come into America. I can come into America, soul glow. That's how you was looking.
What? No, see, mine wasn't hanging like that. It was like the Afro type. You know, where where, yeah, you know, people thought I had original, you know, right? You know, back then, if you had original curls, it was like, yeah, you know.
I think you had the shag and the mullet was similar back in the day. I could definitely see you with your shag, you know, trying to be cool, walking around. Shout out to you guys in that era, you know. Definitely shout out to y'all. But it was, you know, still, yeah, I had fun back then.
Yeah,
and now I just gotta take some of that. Yeah, probably
when
did
you on
your
shag. And I had a flat top with my curls. Yeah.
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 So those of you who don't know, Rick Money was with the Soul Glow crew back in the day, with his shag and his jerry curl that was juicy, that was dripping up on the couch.
Trying to tell you, it was serious back then. You know, you go out, you have your fun. That's it. You know, of course, it was fights here and there. And, you know, I remember this one time, like, went to a party. It was me, my brother, a couple of us, a man, Donald. We went to a party. And we were supposed to be 5%ers. And the guy came up to me. He was like, yo, what's today's mathematics? And I was like, I ain't remember today's mathematics. They wanted the whole party chased after us. Chased us out. The whole party. That was when I had my jerry curl. I remember that. I was like, from this day,
Money
I
with the soul
to play
glow.
Because I had a jerry curl. But you
never
know,
Rich Money walked
nice.
Around. When he sat on a chair, y'all could see the jerry curl juice from the back of the chair. Like he's coming to America.
Matter of fact, God bless the
day. Shout out to them.
Dave from De La Soul, Plug 2, he had a Gumby. That was a Gumby that he had.
But, that's why I said you had one too, but you said you didn't. So,
no, I didn't
shout
have
out to the Jerry Curls back in the day. Shout out to the Jerry Curls back in the day. The mullets and the shag.
Jerry Curls was it.
The Gumby hairstyle.
It was it.
You know. The salt and pepper days, shades in the back, pepper bob.
I'm trying to tell you, you don't know, you better know. You know, you still got that Similac, you know, like you said, you got the Similac on your breath. You ain't reached those ages yet. But we used to have fun. It was a beautiful day. It was definitely a beautiful day, though. You know, we came a long way. But as if hip-hop definitely did come a long way, though.
Absolutely.
Just think.
Absolutely.
I'm not ashamed to say my age. Hip-hop is 50 years. I'm 51. So when I was 1 year old, when I turned 2, that's when hip-hop started coming out. And I actually remember the Sugar Hill Gang back then. Well, my uncle, when my aunt in Edawar, God bless her dad, used to play him, the Sugar Hill Gang. Yep. But my uncle is the one who actually got me into the hip-hop thing. But back then, you know, I'm pretty sure you remember those days. Your mother and them used to sit around. They used to play the music, smoke their reefer. And, you know, drink their beer. Play their cards, you know.
That was back in the day.
I know mine's dead.
No, let me tell you.
Mine's definitely dead.
We did the whole, like, house parties and get-togethers, and we did all of that stuff, you know. You got to remember, like, the hip-hop era was big, but I'm from, you know, Long Island. You know, country living at the end of the world,
yeah.
You know, where, don't get me wrong, we celebrated music and stuff like that, don't get me wrong, but, you know, other boroughs and other towns definitely, you know, I was like, they got it first, you know, where, like, we were able to enjoy some of it, you know, but I feel like it hit, you know, you guys first out in the Nassau County or in the five boroughs. you know, but we did the same thing. I can't, you know what, let me rephrase that. I can't say we, because like I said, I was born in 78. So, but I remember looking at pictures and listening to music, pictures of Gumby's hairstyles, the salt and pepper, shaved in the back, you know. I remember looking at pictures and enjoying music when you're telling stories, you know, when you're in this like story time. And each song makes sense. Mm-hmm. And each song you were able to understand it because it was telling a story. You know? And then, of course, you always had, you know, the other music, you know, shake your booty, shake your booty, shake your booty, all that stuff, you know, but it was definitely, you know, those were definitely good times where music was different, you know? But with that being said, do we have any more songs you want to go to, Rich Money?
I was going to say, yeah. So, you know, I just wanted to say, Long Island wasn't all bad now. I had Eric B. and Rakim from Long Island. Biz Markie was from Long Island. Craig Mack was from Long Island. So Long Island had a little, you know, a little couple of MCs as well.
Right.
You know, they definitely had a couple of MCs.
Long Island being more Nassau County than Suffolk County. But yeah, and for those of you who don't know, Riverhead is at the end of the island. So when I say you guys had it first, that's what I meant. Where like Riverhead, Greenport, we just were further east than majority of the people. So, but we enjoyed our time with our country living in our yards and, you know, our house parties and... You know, we enjoyed it just as much as anybody else. You know, I'm a 78. I was born in 78, so I'm still young, as they say, with Similac on my breath and stuff. But I'm old, so I get it. You know, I haven't lived this life one time before, I feel. But go ahead, Rich Money. What were you going to say?
No, I'm going to say that's it, you know. You want to thank everybody for tuning in on this, you know, occasion. Rest in peace. My man Dave Plug 2 from De La Soul. You know, I want to go out with this last joint called Me, Myself, and I. They killed
now me. I know that song.
You think?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you know that one, huh? When you think I know what's starting, you know, Me, Myself, and I was, oh, that was a banger back then, too. You know, like I said, we had a lot of pioneers on here, you know. Grandmaster Cash and all of them, but, you know, we didn't get to reach the, you know, the Dove, you know, so may he rest in peace, you know, and y'all remember life is too short, and make sure y'all go to the doctors, you know, get yourself checked out. That's one serious thing y'all need to do. You got anything to say after this, though?
Nope, just have a blessed and safe weekend. Look forward to hanging out with you guys next week. Check us out in the Diva Squad next week, Wednesday, 8 p.m., same time, same place. And President's Day is on Monday.
Tune in Wednesday. Yeah, make sure you
know, President's Day is on Monday. For those of you who didn't know, it's President's Day. I believe the kids are on a little vacation or something, too. So for the kids, just be safe. Parents, keep the kids busy. And parents, just take that the time out. You know, don't never be too busy for the little people that you created. And with that being
said, make sure y'all
have a blessed
Wednesday to the Diva Squad. You know, at 8 o'clock on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Good night.
So yeah, about 8 o'clock, I just put one of my palm up here. Put my head up here and fell asleep till about 9:30. The diagnosis that I received as soon as I got to the hospital was that congestive heart failure was working itself on me again. Yeah, right now I'm wearing this, which is called a life vest. It'll shock me and hopefully bring me back from the matrix. I'm ready just to get back to the stage. I miss that. I love traveling. I love being around my guys. And I want that back, 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 back.
It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. Myself and I. My person by stating I'm darkly packed. I know this, so I point at Q-Tip and he states
black is black.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, shovel chestnuts in my path. I keep on up tripping up so I don't get an aftermath. But if I do, I'll calmly punch them in the 4th day of July. Cause they try to mess with 3rd degree, that's me, myself, and I. Nah. It's just me, myself.